The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this first episode of your World Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Last week, the NSE All Share Index and market capitalization appreciated by 0.24% and 0.27% to close the week at 26,279.61 and 13.695 trillion naira, respectively. 36 equities appreciated in price during the week, higher than 6 equities in the previous week. 25 equities depreciated in price, lower than 58 equities in the previous week, while 102 equities remained unchanged, higher than 99 equities recorded in the preceding week. Mr. Haruna Kabira is here with me this morning, and we hope to have a swell time together. Good morning, Mr. Kabira.
Good morning.
The market last week performed fairly with about 3 days of gains, and the market closed higher week on week by 0.24%. What do you have to say concerning this performance last week? Was it expected or otherwise?
Well, last week it was even surprising when on Friday that I discovered that the market gained 0.24% to close the week on week. What I saw on the floor of the market on Friday was actually scaring, because a number of banking stocks were hit, even those that they are still trading COMDIV. I had the belief that UCAP, that was the qualification day of Friday, and Zenith, that had the qualification day today, at least will be on the up, which is the tradition in the market. But what we are seeing now, the reverse is the case. So the market regaining 0.24 week on week last week was a surprise to me.
Access Bank released its audited results last week. Some people believe in their words that these results only confirm their opinion of Access Bank PLC as a noisemaker with no match performance. Do you share their opinion?
I may not really support them that the EPS that Access Bank was an audio EPS and the 40 cover they declare is noise making. I will not say that. I have always known that the dividend payout is a policy of the management. Yes, the market was a little bit taken aback when Access paid 40 cover. What the market is thinking is that they are imagining that 40 cover is divided between Access and Diamond, which means if Diamond were standalone, they would have been able to pay 20 cover. That means Access pay 20 cover. The 40 cover that Access pay is from the two banks, that they were expecting something from the synergy. Yes, if you look at it, there's good something from the synergy. But because of the combination, Access Bank will need to put money back so as to take care of so many things. You understand? There are other incidences that would have arisen out of this combination of businesses, and Access Bank have to claw back some of the earnings to make sure that is dealt with. Which one do we prefer? Is it for Access Bank to bring on the money today, and when they have problems tomorrow they cannot solve it? I don't believe that. I believe that clawing back the earnings is to better the lot of their shareholders going forward. One of the things I've always like investors to understand is that all these things are spelled out in Companies and Allied Matter Acts. I've always asked them to go and find out who are the ordinary shareholders. They are bond bearers. They are the ones that carry plate after the dinner has been eaten. For companies to even come out and feel that, yeah, they have to extend a dividend to you, I think they try. Like I've just said, the Companies and Allied Matter Act gave directors the power to either pay dividend or not to pay dividends, especially when they want to apply it back, to still go ahead and benefit the shareholders in the long run. So if they are coming out to pay dividend, no matter how paltry that the dividend is, like I've just asked the question, do you want them to pay out everything at the end so that when they have issues tomorrow, they go under? I said I don't support that. Irrational management, we know that, yes, going forward, this is the cash flow that the company will be needing to be in existence. So they have to put that one in consideration. And they pay what they can pay out. And this is a function of the board. The board sits down and says, okay, it is our policy for every year we'll be able to pay 30% of our total earning to shareholders. So if that is the case, I don't have a problem with it.
Notori Chemical might be raising 40 billion naira soon, according to a hint from the organization's proposed resolution, waiting for the director's ratification. What do you feel about this?
What I have to say is that why would a stock be a company listed stock on the exchange is because they want to access capital, to be able to access capital. I think that is what Notary Chemical want to do. I don't think it's anything different. They are not committing any crime. They are just doing why they came there to do. But the only thing is that you ask is that, is it the right time at this time? Then it not depend, if you now say is it the right time, it not depend on which vehicle do they want to use. If it is rights issue, is it the right time for rights issue in the market? If it is public offering, is it the right time for public offering? I think that is what is going to be rectified during the annual general meeting. I think the managers know better which vehicle that we actually deliver for them as far as the state of the market is concerned. But raising money from the capital market is why the company is even listed on the exchange for the very first time.
Is it really true that Nestle is far becoming common man's stock, like many opined recently?
Well, if they say that because Nestle is coming down, Nestle is now a talk of common man, I would want to draw their attention to the time that the market came down and Nestle came down as low as 590 naira. As at that time, Zenith was selling below 8 naira and Guarantee was selling about 16 naira. Did they leave Zenith and Guarantee and go and buy 590 naira worth of Nestle? No. And I believe that Nestle is still trading 1,000 naira. If they say that it's a store for common man, I wonder how many units there are 1 million can gather. And how many units 1 million can gather of Transcorp? How many units 1 million can gather from NEM? How many units 1 million can gather from Fidelity and FCMB? I don't believe that Nestle is a stock for a common man. It's still up there. Nestle is the highest price stock on the Nigeria stock market, whether we like it or not. And if Nestle is coming down, it's because of the state of the market. It's not affecting only Nestle. It's across board. There is no stock that has not been hit, whether it's in the manufacturing sector, whether it's in a bank, or whether it's in insurance. They all felt it. It's the state of the market.
Prices are becoming lower, and we are not even sure how lower the market can dip. How would you advise or console people that might have probably bought high in time past? How should they approach the market?
You know, on this platform, we have always recommended that when you want to make mistake like stocks like Zenith, make mistake like stocks like Guarantee. We said look for fundamentally sound stock and position. And if you actually have done the positioning for fundamentally sound stock and the market is like, all you needed to do is to have patience. Because in the stock market, whatever comes down, goes up. It's the face of the market. Now, if anybody is coming into the market, especially the dividend season, what I would just advise, look for those stocks, those that their dividend yield are high. Zenith dividend yield is still high. 2 naira 50 kobo for a stock that is trading about 18, 19 naira is still high. Look for dividend at the IT position. This situation cannot go on forever. We have seen the market come down. We have seen the market go up. The coronavirus that is ravaging the whole world as making the and making the price of crude oil to fall below the benchmark of Nigeria to 2020 budget. We end. The world is rising and facing it and trying to push it aside. And I believe that the moment they push it aside, if another stimulus has not entered into the market anyway. So these things will always will come up. If you are in some fundamentally sound stock, all you needed is patience.
For those who no longer believe in the market, probably because of their past experiences with stock trading and investments, how would you advise and bring them back to the market?
Well, what I would just say is that when you want to play the stock market, you look for a stockbroker that will be your guide, somebody that will always listen to you and give you advices. Like what we do, we put you on a platform where we discuss every day about the stock market. Yes, stock market is risky, but when you get the good advice, when you get the relevant advice, you'll be able to know what to do. But let me tell you one thing. What some of investors do is that they allow fear and greed to rule their life when they position themselves in the stock market. You bought a stock at 5 naira, and this stock is now traded at 8 naira. That is 50% plus. And you said you are thinking that the stock will get to 11 naira. And your advice would say, you said no. But because this stock was 11 naira some 3 or 4 years ago, you want to wait until they get to 11 naira. And this stock came back to your original purchase price. You are not following the roadmap of investment. The stock market investment is like a surfer who identify a potential rising waves. He get on the wave will throw him high. The moment the wave is about to go down, he climb down and hold his board and wait for another wave. That is exactly how to do it in the stock market. If it's either whether you are a speculator or whether you are an investor will continue to be with his stock, whether it goes up, whether it comes down, especially when he has positioned in a fundamentally sound stock and is depending on dividend, because you know at the end of the day, it will get interim and final. But if you want to speculate, what you have to do is to watch the tide. Like a good surfer, watch the tide, flow with the tide. When the waves are high, you get in when the wave, or when the waves are about to take off, you get into the wave, and when it is high, you jump up and get ready for another entry. And do not allow fear and greed to rule you. Have objective from the beginning. When you are taking position in the stock, define at how much you want to bail out. Investment objective? Do you want to make 25%? Do you want to make 30%? Do you want to take 10%? When you have realized the objective, opt out. Don't look at whether it will do 100%. You stop that and take your money. Some people say, don't worry, at this stock, it will do 100%. And before they know, it go back to the price at which they bought.
Let's quickly look into the week. What is the performance outlook by your preview?
Well, we are seeing markdowns. Like today, UCAP will be marked down. And definitely after UCAP marked down, because of the state of the market, I don't think it will get back to the highest that they have gotten back to. Tomorrow, Zenith will be marked down. I don't think it will continue to rally after marked down. I believe that, last week, I understand that the price of oil is now $51. I don't know how much it might get to at the end of today. Those ones are the actual determinant of where the price will be, the price of this market will be. And if peradventure we hear that there's another case of coronavirus established any part of Nigeria, it definitely goes to see affect the market. But in all, I still believe that this is any season. And we can see that most of the companies are paid dividend, like Union Bank. I never believed that Union Bank we pay dividend even as high as 25 kobo. So I still believe that the days are going to be mixed between today and Friday are going to be mixed. I think it's on Friday we actually know what happened during the week.
Before I allow you to go this morning, this question seems to be frequently asked, and it's one that everyone listening on this program is interested in getting answers to daily and weekly. What specific stocks should we watch out for this week?
Now, if you buy UCAP today, you are no longer qualified for the dividend. So I won't mention UCAP. Afriprude, you can still be qualified. If you buy Zenith today, you can still be qualified for the dividend. If you buy Union Bank today, you can still be qualified for the dividend. If you buy Guarantee today, you can still be qualified for the dividend. And I understand that Double One PLC is about to delist. They have seen a notice of delisting, but the price has not been fixed, but the market is pricing it high. I have not heard of how much that is going to be, but I know that there is great demand. So I don't know whether one can get it, but if you can get it, it's another good thing to do within the week. But for any time you are taking position in any stock, please define your objective. When you have achieved it, exit and look for another stock to position in.
Thank you very much for your time. For those who might want to reach you for advice or discussion of some sort, please tell us your number.
My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Kibira, and I sincerely pray you have a bullish week. Please, I indulge you to begin to call Mr. Aruna Kibira right now. It will guide you appropriately in making that wise decision as regards portfolio position for maximum profits. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com in case you would like to listen again. This is how much time permits us today. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, when I will surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.